Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Thank you for joining us coast to coast This Week in America. Enlistment by Jody Swanson is a compelling science fiction fantasy. As a former member of the U.S. Air Force, Marie Peterson is reminded daily of what she misses about her years on active duty versus her current civilian life, the structure, the discipline, and most of all, the sense of service to her country. She often thinks of reenlisting and the arrival of a secretive stranger with military credentials and total knowledge of her past life and military service tips the scale. What Marie believes will be a standard reenlistment turns out to be a once-in-a-lifetime adventure, the stakes of which could determine the future of everyone on the planet. A blend of military life, personal growth, and an intriguing extraterrestrial storyline. Jody earned a bachelor's degree in theater arts from Boise State University, served in the U.S. Air Force, and was stationed in England as well as several states in the U.S. Her involvement in the military allowed her to see and do things most of us will not understand or believe, and she puts part of her and her beliefs and morals in all of her works. She loves theater, writing, reading, watching movies, Star Wars, cosplay, especially for charity, traveling, and animals. Jody Swanson, author of Enlistment, recipient of the Hollywood Book Review Excellent Merit Star, joins us on This Week in America. Jody, welcome to the program. A pleasure to have you with us.
Thank you, Rick. Happy to be here.
So much to talk about. We're focusing on enlistment. You've written so many books. You need, I think, 14 in all, unless you've written one since I visited your website the last. So many different genres. We'll talk about that as we go through our conversation today. I want to go back to the background on this. How did you get started writing? Was this something you always did and enjoyed?
Back in elementary school and junior high, they used to have they called it Dare, Drop Everything and Read. And then we had to start journaling 15 minutes in our advanced English classes in high school. And in those times, I found I really enjoyed making short stories for those 10 to 15 minutes. And my English instructor, Deborah, at the time was Luloff and Granquist, she used to love commenting on my stories and kept telling me, keep it up. Right after the stories are done, keep going. So there was a time I was in college. I took advanced English, and it wasn't my major, but I just enjoyed doing it. I put it in all of my research papers, and one of the classes I took was a creative writing class, and the instructor comes in and says, in 2 weeks, your final is due, and here's the moment I've been waiting for. What are we doing? And she says, so the first thing you can do is write a children's book. Yes! I have two young kids at home. That'd be great. I do that stuff all the time. And her second thought was, you can write, and I'm still going, children's book. And the third thing was, you can write the first three chapters of a novel. And I'm still focused on that children's book. I was so excited. But I couldn't get anything to go. And after 3 days, one of my friends, Kim, she's actually in the book. That conversation is actually in one of my books. Says, you need to start writing down some of those dreams you have. Start talking about your military experiences. You're creative. You can do that. You can make a book out of that. And so overnight, I wrote the first three chapters, turned them in the next morning. The next class, the instructor walks in and says, Jody's just turned in the first three chapters of a great novel. By the way, Jody, I need two more chapters. And so I wrote, and that was not enlistment, but that was one of my first books, and that was Another Day. And when I started writing it, by the time I finished the first five chapters, I was like, I want to write four. I bet I could write six or seven in this series. And the people who have read them really enjoy them. And halfway through writing the third book, I stopped and wrote a different book based on a dream I had, 40-minute dream, woke up, and there was this whole world, so I had to write it. And then my son said, Mom, you need to write some of your history, some of the stuff you know in the military, but make it you. And so I started writing Enlistment because I thought nobody's ever going to want to read about a small farm girl from Wisconsin unless they actually get to see or feel something different. And so that's why I wrote Enlistment.
You know, in enlistment, you read the reviews and people are aware of your military background and how you share that and how it makes it believable. This is not far-fetched. This is what Jody went through, now what Marie is going through. The book is Enlistment by Jody Swanson. I love the background, the encouragement of teachers, and how this just sort of flowed. You had all of these stories. You write different genres within science fiction: alien contact, military government, conspiracy, fantasy, angel contact, murder mysteries, it goes on. How do you write such a variety of different themes, genres?
Usually it's the music that helps move me. But what's always interesting is I like to be writing two to three different stories at the same time, because if one place, one book isn't working for me at that moment, maybe another one is. And people ask me, how can you do that? How can you work on two or three different novels at the same time? I said, do you ever go to somebody else's house? When you go to a friend's house, you know, or your family's house, all the people, all the stories are different, and how you act there is different, or what fun or memories you have and the people you talk with and how the conversation flows, that's all different. And so that's how it works for me when I'm writing. And I really have never had writer's block. And I think that's why.
You know, it's amazing. Rather than writer's block, it's like I would think you're overcome with all these ideas and you could literally spend the entire day in front of your computer or however you write this down and coming up with these stories. And the fact that you're able to have the discipline to keep all of these stories straight, it's amazing. 14 books, you'll find all of them on Jody's website, which is very simple, jodymswanson.com. And Jody is J-O-D-I-E. All of her books are available, pageturner.us, Amazon. Go to our website. You can link on to all of those outlets and Jody's website to get information on the books. We're talking specifically about Enlistment on our conversation today. Where do you get the inspiration for the different genres? And I say that because you have such a wide variety in the 14 books that you have written. Where do these ideas come from? You mentioned dreams before. Is that a big source of ideas?
It really is. My current husband, Chad Cross, he is amazing in believing when I wake up in the middle of the night and I'm just sitting there just shaking. He's like, are you okay? I'm like, you will never believe that I just crept. He's like, you need to start writing. And some of these dreams are in every book. And one of them is actually this aircraft right behind me. He made the model because he's like, talk to me about it. Show me what this is. And so I was telling him about it, and he ended up having to kitbash, is what they call it, make the model. He painted it, he designed it, and then he was like, you know what, that's cool, that would fly, that would work. And that's for the book Bad Vibes. He hasn't even read the book. He just was so intrigued by some of the dreams I have, and just some of the dreams, like illness. Again, it's a 40-minute power nap. Woke up and I was actually typing the beginning of the book, and as I sat up, my fingers were going and I could see the screen in front of me as I'm writing illness. So Enlistment, like I said, my son always told me I should write some of the stuff down because his school friends were always like, tell us another military story. Okay, but I mean, I'm just a farm girl from Wisconsin and most of those books don't sell, you know, unless you're famous or that. So it's been really neat when people say, I read your book, I really love it. But I have a question. At what point is it no longer real? That's my win. That is it.
Okay. That's so when they ask that, you have a little smile on your face, like, okay, I've done my job. Jody Swanson, our guest on the program, J-O-D-I-E, if you're spelling Jody and searching Swanson, the book available wherever books are sold. I was going to ask about getting in a zone for writing. So many people have to have a certain area, maybe a certain music on, certain time of day. Is there a zone that you use for writing, or is it just whenever you get up from a nap and you have all these ideas?
Sometimes right after I have a power nap, sometimes I feel so exhausted, I lay down and all of a sudden I'm up and ready to roll. Other times though, it is just, it'll be quiet and I put on some music, usually something instrumental, Usually a soundtrack helps, or some very motivational music that'll put me in the zone for a different book or genre that I am writing. But it's usually in afternoons or evenings, and usually a glass of wine just to shut off work for the day, be able to become Jody and not whatever I had to do at work that day. That's usually what helps. But music, that tells me where I'm writing that day.
Interesting. Judy Swanson, our guest on the program, her book, science fiction, action, mystery, novels, a couple of series that she has there. All these you'll find on her website, jodymswanson.com, including Enlistment, the book we're talking about today. Do you have fans that reach out and ask for more of your stories, maybe in a series? I mean, I keep reading reviews and they can't wait for the next one in the series. How important is it to get that feedback from the fans, from the readers, and how do you respond to that?
It is empowering. It is so exhilarating to hear when somebody's like, oh my gosh, I loved The End of the Day. When are you writing? Or I loved The Blackwing. Are you doing any more backstories? Are you still working? I would love to hear about this character. Is there any more about this? Or I hate when you leave me with a cliffhanger because then I'm waiting for the next book. I love those so much. And I've had a lot of life changes in the last couple of years, which made it so I could only get out one book last year, and that was Bad Vibes. So in the last couple of years, it took me a little longer to finish a book than I would have liked, but I'm back in the seat of writing. I am so close to finishing one. I am halfway through another book, well on the way in another book. And I just told my husband, I said, I'm going to be writing over holiday break. I can feel it. I think I can probably pound out one book, might get a second one almost done. And then we'll start the cover and the editing and everything. And he's like, good, get him out there. He is so supportive of it, but it is, he's only, believe it or not, only read two. And one of them is the one, was Enlistment. And that's how he was like, wait a minute, I need to get to know this person. and he walked up to me and said, I honestly feel like I know a lot about you. And within a few weeks, this guy would not leave me alone at my store where I was working. And now I can say, after a month after he was reading that book, I got to meet his parents on our second date. And so that was a weird one, but it's just that knowing that people like it makes me want to write it. It makes me find more positive outlets than some people. I'm not just going to sit on my couch and watch a TV program that I find very, very boring. I'm going to create an exciting new world with new people or characters that somebody's like, you wrote that about me, didn't you? I can see why you'd say that.
Yes. And, you know, it's interesting. You watch things and I don't want to necessarily say waste time, but you waste time. In your book, you read the reviews. They love the characters. They love the development of the characters, the reality of the characters, since many are based on situations in your life. And that it moves along so quickly. Because of that, it's hard to put the book down at night. You want to squeeze in one more or two more chapters before you put the book down for the evening. Enlistment, the book as we're talking about, one of 14 by Jody Swanson, our guest on the program. Why did you write Enlistment? Talk about the background when you decided. You mentioned the son. Was that the impetus that got you to like, okay, I really need to do a story here?
It was. It was my son, Kyle. His nickname is Dude, and he's actually partially in the book that way. But he was instrumental in knowing, Mom, if you write all these different things, you write about Blackwing, which is a D&D character that my son found out I did when I was 20 years old. And I did play her one day, one time. And apparently the stories continued about her with my family that knew about her. But he was like, Mom, you need to write you. You need to write you, and I want you to do more of that futuristic thing that you talk about. You know, you're the Star Wars fan. You have all this experience in the military. I challenge you to do it. Challenge accepted. And I have to tell you, it was three different dreams after he threw that gauntlet out there that became, those were the pivot moments that I thought, well, at what point do I switch? And those three dreams came to me in sequence over like a week. And it took me a year to get enlistment written because I was working so much and he was going to school full time. And I was working around the clock to make sure that his college bill would not be very much, but he was the catalyst to really start writing that down. He really was.
What interesting things came up? What memories came up as you were writing enlistment? What was going on in your mind as you were formulating the story for all of us?
Interesting experiences I had as a kid and conversations I tried to have with my parents about things I thought I saw, or are there aliens, those kind of things. And then going off into the military, most people will say, you know, Space Force is new, but I actually worked with the Space Force and Space Commands when I was stationed in England. So I saw things that people are just finding out about now. But I feel now is the time where people are willing to hear it and understand it. Or if they're not, you know what? It's a great sci-fi adventure. It really is a great sci-fi adventure. Everybody wants to look at alien contact as Independence Day, where, oh my gosh, we're all excited, and then they're here to attack us and take over.
Yes.
But what about other things? And those were conversations that we used to have in my household growing up, or what, as my children were growing up with me. What could those options and opportunities have been? What is this experience that we are living as human beings? What is this? What is going on? And I think that's why I enjoyed writing Enlistment, those pivotal moments of putting myself in there, because I have a horse. He is my therapy dog, as I call him. I can't ride him. He has really bad arthritis. He's a rescue. But knowing what that moment was for me, and I can't imagine when I have to put him down. What would it be to live life without my only therapy dog?
Yes.
those kind of things. What is that? And putting all that into being a young lady from Wisconsin who's gone around the world and seen Packer bars in every location in the world, put that in there. I can't give up my Packers. I can't. and just having those, all those moments collide and just help form the chapters, and just the memories of working in air transportation in the Air Force and all the cool experiences that I did get to have. I think that's why Enlistment is so powerful for me. I think that's what people are picking up on when they do read it.
Well, I think it is. And again, a common thread as you read reviews is believable. And we really feel like Jody knows what she's talking about and probably lived these experiences. And even though it's science fiction, it's believable. Sometimes science fiction, as you mentioned, is just, it's there's no anchor in reality in it. Here, it's like, that could happen. The book specifically is Enlistment. It's one of 14 that Jody has written, available at her website, jodymswanson.com. Time is going by so quickly. A couple minutes left in our conversation. I heard there's a funny story about someone who read Enlistment. Can you share that with us?
It actually ended up being one of my regular guests when I was working at DNC came to the store and said, "Hey, a friend of mine told me you write books." I said, "Yes. Can you tell me about some of them?" And I was talking, he goes, "No, he's talking about Enlistment." I'm like, "Oh, well, you should have just said that." And I said that it dealt with my time in the military. I consider it an alien contact military government conspiracy, but it's not like an Independence Day thing. He goes, "Yeah, I already bought it." I says, "Why are you asking me about it?" He said, "It's supposed to be to me later today." I'm like, "Okay." 2 days later, in walks this gentleman again, and I'm finishing up with the guest, wishing this guest a great day. And he says, as he's crossing behind her, "Mustard and bananas, huh?" And I just stopped. I'm looking at him, and I said, "Oh my gosh, that guy just read my book." And that guy, like I said earlier, he is the guy who said, I think I got to know you a little bit in this book. He goes, "And I want you to know something. I don't read literature and I don't read books. I read automotive manuals and aircraft model building books, and I could not put your book down. I'm like, well, thank you. Great compliment, right? You know, and I'm feeling really good about that. And he goes, so you want to go out to dinner? And I'm like, no. No, I don't. And after a little bit of him coming around and us sharing stories, et cetera, that's how I started dating him. And he's become my husband. He's a wonderful partner and so supportive. So that was one of the neatest stories that I ever came from.
Yes, and what a wonderful story it is. If you do something at book signings, too, I want to touch on this while we have a minute or so left in the program. Book signings are important to you, that connection that you have with the reader, the potential reader. Talk about that.
I love to showcase some of my characters. I will actually cosplay some of my characters. Call that my theater background, my love for Star Wars, whatever you want. But I actually do cosplay a couple versions of Nadar Blackwing. When I designed my thought process for what Marie wears on the cover of Enlistment, I took an actual Air Force flight suit in my mind, and that's what I know works. And so I actually had my, now he's my husband, my boyfriend at the time, he's like, I want to make that. I want to see it in action. And so he makes the costume. And I still wear my combat boots and my Marie Peterson outfit, but I like to cosplay, and that draws people over and they ask what I'm doing. And I have a couple regulars. I just want to call out his name, Stefan, has read every book I've written.
Amazing.
And he can't wait for the next ones. And he always wants, he's introduced me to his wife and his children. We've had pictures many times, and that is just neat. And that's just because selling books at a book signing. And I love that connection. Anybody who goes on my website or my social media pages of Jody M. Swanson will see that I love sharing social media, but you get to see some of those cosplay outfits, and some people actually cosplay back. It's been kind of cool.
It just is really so neat. And if somebody is listening and saying, boy, I love her enthusiasm or passion, I would love to read her books, but I'm not really big into science fiction. You have something for everybody, don't you? You've got a genre that will touch all of us in those 14 books.
I really do. I have a contemporary murder mystery. There are a lot of unsolved mysteries in Eau Claire, Wisconsin, where I started doing a lot more of my writing. I have an angel contact, and I'm not an overly religious, but I'm not anti-religious at all. I grew up in a very religious home and background, but it was listening to a song that made me write that one. And people who are like, yeah, I'm not into this, have given me really good feedback and reviews on Empire of Angels. That one's been really popular. The government conspiracy ones, that's just the power of what one person or the mind can do. And there are a lot of different things out there. Illness and murder mystery, sure, it takes place in the future, but there are going to be murders in the future, I'm sure of it.
Yes, unfortunately, we can count on that. So there's something for everybody. Works in progress, things that Jody is working on. You'll stay up to date on all of that, be able to get information and order all of the books. Contact Jody at her website, jodymswanson.com. Jody is J-O-D-I-E, Jody M. Swanson, S-W-A-N-S-O-N. Important, that's her website, jodymswanson.com. Books available at pageturner.us, Amazon, usual places, and, of course, her website. Jody, the time has gone by way too quickly. Fun talking with you on the program. What a successful series of books you've had, and you're just getting started. So thank you. Hopefully we can do this again. Thank you for spending some time with us. Really enjoyed this. Thank you.
Thank you, Rick. Really appreciate it. And I hope to have another conversation with you soon.
So much more to talk about. Jody M. Swanson is our guest on the program. 14 books we focused on in Enlistment, now available along with all the books at Jody's website, jodymswanson.com. If you go to our website, you can link on directly. That's thisweekinamerica.us. And you're listening to This Week in America. And we're back after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.